Here's a thought about limitations. There are times in my creative life when I think the universe is conspiring against me, as though whatever I feel I want to produce, there'll be some reason why I can't produce it, because there are limitations involved in everything we try to do. Money is limited, for example. Time is limited. Access is limited. Equipment is limited. Techniques are limited. You know, with all these limitations, it's a wonder we can get anything done. But isn't that the challenge? The thing about the art life is it's filled with limitations. There are lots of things I would like to be able to do. I can't tell you how many times I wished I was about 40 feet tall or had one of those cherry picker things that lift a person way up in the air in construction or something. I wish I had one of those that I could attach to the back of my pickup truck and take it with me everywhere, because boy, could I get some interesting pictures from about 40 feet in the air. No, I don't own a drone, and maybe I should get one, I don't know. The point is, there's always going to be a limitation. And I suppose if I had a drone, there are lots and lots of places where you can't fly one because it's against FAA regulations and whatnot. So there's always going to be limitations, and that's just the nature of trying to do something. Limitations that conspire to interfere with our productivity. They abound everywhere. Sometimes this sort of gets me down because I think, if only. But if only is not a very productive way to go about the creative life. The challenge is to not let the limitations inhibit our work. And the way I prefer to think about it, when I can remember to do so, is that it's not the limitations that I should focus on, but my willingness to accept the limitations that needs to be addressed. I have to not let limitations intimidate what I want to try to do. They may influence what I want to try to do. That is to say, I may have to develop a workaround, I may have to come up with a compromise, I may have to think differently about my goals and expectations in order to avoid the limitations from stifling my work altogether. It seems to me that art making is always about what we can do, not about what we can't do. And when I look back in the history of photography and realize how many can't-dos all the masters of photography were presented with, it's kind of mind-boggling that they accomplished anything. But they did. They did because they didn't allow the limitations to stop them from working. Think, for example, how primitive was the equipment and the technology and the chemistry and the materials involved for people like William Henry Jackson, or the primitive view cameras and lenses that Edward Weston used. There will always be limitations. Doesn't it seem sort of obvious that wishing for a time or a condition in which we will have no limitations is probably a fool's errand? Use the equipment you have, use the techniques you've already mastered, use the materials that are at your disposal, do the best you can. That's what everybody does. That's what everybody has always done. And don't allow the limitations of productivity discourage you to the point where you give up the ghost rather than do battle with the limitations.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.